Tom Petty wrote a lot of hits during his more than 40 years making music. When she was an American girl,
as much as Petty was known for these kind of big classic rock anthems, he was also capable of, I think, just tremendous grace and beauty in his songwriting.
All week, we've been remembering people who died over the course of the year, and we asked Stephen Thompson of NPR Music for this year-end appreciation of Tom Petty, who died in October.
I've always thought of Tom Petty as kind of a rock and roll everyman, kind of a blunt and grounded singer in a sea of musicians who tried to cultivate mystique. And it's not that Petty didn't have mystique. I think he was a genius. He had kind of an arty side. He could be mercurial. But his biggest hits and his public persona were about a kind of plain-spokenness, a kind of directness. He used more one-syllable words than most songwriters. And I think because of that, his songs could really get their hooks into you. He was basic without ever being boring. You belong among the wildflowers. When you listen to a song like Wildflowers from 1994, it's a really profound statement of compassion and hope in the face of disappointment and loss. Run away, find you a lover. Go away, somewhere all bright and new. There's something beautiful about wishing for someone's happiness, especially if you've had a complicated relationship with that person, especially if you're in the aftermath of a breakup. If you can look at a relationship that you've had and your takeaway from it is, I want that person to be free. I want that person to have everything they want in the world. That is such a beautiful note of grace. Run away, go find a lover. Let your heart be your guide. You deserve the deepest of cover. You belong in that home by and by.
That was NPR Music's Stephen Thompson talking about Tom Petty's song Wildflowers. Petty died from cardiac arrest in October. He was 66.